This is the Composer's Datebook for January 7th. I'm John Zeck. The fairy tale opera Sadko by the Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov had its first performance in Moscow on today's date in 1898. This opera is still staged in Russia, but rarely anywhere else, even though some of its wonderful melodies have proven extremely popular. One of the opera's arias had a tune so catchy that it was set to English words as Play That Song of India Again, and became a best-selling Paul Whiteman recording of the 1920s. In the big band era, Rimsky-Korsakov's Song of India even made the American Hit Parade. The line between popular culture and classical music has often been blurred, and seldom so wickedly as in the works of American composer Michael Dougherty. This music is from his Le Tombeau de Liberace. Now, in classical music terminology, a tombeau is a memorial tribute to an eminent musician or composer. In this case, it's Vladzio Valentino Liberace, the flamboyant, rhinestone-encrusted pop pianist and showman who died in 1993. Starting from the vernacular idiom, writes Dougherty, I have composed Le Tombeau de Liberace as a meditation on the American sublime, a lexicon of forbidden music. It's a piano concertino in four movements, each creating a distinct Liberace atmosphere. For more on other musical icons, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.